I'm talking like Kanye the entire show.
No, you're not.
Don't do it. I can't do this. I'm signing off now.
Your ego is not that big, so you can't do it the whole episode.
Ardanchi Gravatti is the best designer ever.
Is it?
And I'm going to show it to the world. I'm going to prove it.
I don't know. I don't like how this is going.
Yeah.
Why don't you like how this is going? This is what's wrong with America today.
I can't take this today.
We have to put our minds together and create. All I want to do is create.
Done yet?
My wife has the best bum of all time.
Best bum. He said the best bum.
Oh, you a fool.
Now, we got to lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time you get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. 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 Who number one?
Welcome to Forget That Yo, episode 118. We are back.
He's really doing it.
I am one of the greatest people of all times in podcast history. Today I will be doing the show as Kanye West. All right, not really. But, yeah. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. If It's Free, It's For Me, a.k.a. Junior's Cheesecake is in the mail and is on its way, a.k.a. I can't wait to taste the brownie mixture with the cheesecake, a.k.a. This bottle of body wash was way too expensive for the size of the container, and I'm in this thing, shawty.
What? Yo, it's your boy KD, a.k.a. Mr. Randy Watson, a.k.a. the Carolina Globetrotter, just coming back from another trip around the world, and I'm up in this bitch. Let's get it.
What's up, man? It's your boy Stone the Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. A.k.a. Hey, boo, boo, you looking at a bad nigga. A.k.a. NBA Live, because I used the heat to beat your ass. Let's get it.
Ooh, get
wait,
it.
What? Yeah, well, not this last year. You ain't used the heat.
Yeah, well, no.
I put well, he did say NBA Live, though.
Ooh, on the game.
What, they stopped at 95? I don't get it.
That was the best one, 99. After that, it just all went downhill.
Was that the one with Jermaine Dupri? Did the intro?
Hey, man, y'all was going way too deeper into this.
I had questions. That's it.
Oh, hey, yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy L, a.k.a. the L Train, a.k.a. Slandermatic, a.k.a. call me Hot Hands because everything I touch is fire, a.k.a. I got a story for y'all today, and I'm going to slander this man.
Damn.
Hey, I got a question too.
Uh-oh.
What did you mean? Hold on. Let me pull this up to make sure I say this accurately.
This man took notes.
What did you mean by better than the Lighthouse Boys holding each other to 90s R&B?
Yeah. I don't.
Y'all didn't see his Instagram. That's y'all have to see the videos.
Who's Instagram?
Quiet,
bathroom singing.
Okay, because I was sitting there going through my memory banks. I was like, wait a minute.
Yo, you said that R&B, not like R&B 90s. Okay, that's funny. And then you said, check his IG. Wait a minute.
I was like, what are you talking about?
What have I not seen?
Like, I know I ain't posted shit on Instagram since 2013. Well, who are we talking about here?
That's why I need to throw out no names. You know who you are.
Y'all check Instagram at Emerge City.
Yo.
Hit that follow button.
Goes out to everybody want me to go to the beach jumping that water. You got octopuses out here jumping out the water eating these crabs, and you want me to jump in the mud water. They out here eating crabs. What you think they gonna do to me? I ain't jumping there at them octopuses out here eating this water.
I really almost pissed on myself, man, with that octopuses. Sick of stupid.
Oh, man, half the time I can't even deal with him. Yo, like, I'm like, man, I gotta shut down Instagram right now.
Watch every video 3 or 4 times, man, because I be laughing and missing shit, man.
And this man bullies my timeline.
Poor sense. I'm not getting in this motherfucking water.
I had to record that 5 times. I was cracking up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, let me jump in this real quick before I forget and before we get too far away from the AKAs. So, I got a boy, right? So, he hit me up. We sitting there talking. And then we sitting there talking about past jobs and how he trying to fill his application at this one place, and they keep sending him the letter in the mail. He said he filled like 15 times. They send him a letter in the mail talking about, we regret to inform you that we went somewhere else with this position or something like that. So I'm like, oh, dang. He was like, oh, man, it's probably that drug test I filled back in the day. I was like, what? Oh, I remember that drug test. See, smoking too much. That's what it gets you. And then he started to go into it. He was like, yeah, man. Took the drug test, and then it came back positive for cocaine. Whoa. Wait a minute. Calm down. Cocaine? You didn't give me this version of the story. So he slipped up, and I guess he held it out for, it has to be about 5-6 years now. So he left that part of the story out for about 6 years until now. So here's the story. So his weed man that he used to go to a while ago. So he bought from him. He's been going to him for like, what, a year and a half, almost 2 years. And then, you know, everything's been straight. Go pick it up, do what he do, leave. And then one day he go pick it up. No. One day he goes and takes his drug test. So he stopped smoking for, I forgot what it was, like a month, because the new drug test was coming up 3 weeks to a month. And then they needed people real bad. So they had him start working before the results came back. So he'd been working for a couple days, and he get called into the HR office. They said they need to see you immediately. So they call him in there. He's standing in front of the HR chick. She was like, yeah, your drug results came back positive for cocaine. He was like, what the what the hell? Cocaine? He was like, no, I don't do cocaine. And this is when it all went bad. I mean, job's over. This all went bad. I don't do cocaine. I mean, I smoke weed from time to time.
God damn it, boy.
But cocaine, no, I don't do cocaine. I've never done that before. I get high, but I don't do cocaine.
God damn it.
So he said after that, he went to pick up again from same dude. He went to his house, and the same table that the dude bagged up the coke in, he bagged the weed in.
Oh, man. He got trace amounts of cocaine.
Yes.
He got fired from a job for powder dust.
You know what I'm saying? Damn it.
So every time I talk to him now, he hit me up. You know, I'm cool with him. He's my boy. Every time he hit me up, he got a new AKA. I mean, I went down the line from AKA Fine China Blue, AKA that Swedish Chiba with a little light on the side, I've been killing this man. So I had to share that story with y'all because this dude. Oh yeah, that's not the worst part. So I had to explain it.
No, yeah, no. For real.
This is when I ruined his whole soul. So he thought he wasn't getting these. He wasn't getting a job because of he failed the drug test and the the prelim drug test. It's like, dog, no. I was like, no, you got fired for doing coke. He was like, nah, man, I ain't worked for them yet. I failed the initial drug test. I'm like, dog, you said you worked for 2 days, right? Yeah. Did they pay you for those 2 days? Yeah. You were on the payroll. Yeah. You got fired for doing coke.
Yeah, basically.
He got silent. He was like, oh. Yeah. So they had to do termination paperwork. And what they put on your paperwork is you were doing cocaine.
Which make it sound like he was in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Doing lines off the floor and shit.
Like the Wolf of Wall Street. You know what
I'm saying? I'm like, no matter how many positions you fill out for, they have you on that no hire list with your picture on the HR wall.
You say cokehead, nigga. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Lionel told him that he did that face like, oh boy, that meme where he be like, oh, when he starts choking his shit.
I mean, I shot and stabbed a few niggas for cocaine.
Okay, nah. That ain't me. Yo, that's like when I was in the military, basic training, and Christmas Exodus, everybody go home. When you come back, they piss test you. So everybody's expecting somebody to get caught for weed. This dude came back late and tested positive for cocaine. I said, like, man, you went home and had a fucking ball.
Oh, man.
That's crazy, son.
Hell. Man, shouts out to my boy, a.k.a. that white girl got you again.
Yo, that dude.
Hey, he went in that drug test with the fullest of confidence.
It's real. It's
like... Like, nigga, no, I ain't that baby daddy. I ain't even touch that chick. The results came back. You are the father. What?
But no, but not her. Your sister. I got your sister, but not you.
No, he he lied, son. You know what I'm saying? He said he ain't smoked for 3 or 4 weeks. That's bullshit, because cocaine take 3 days to get out your system.
3 days.
So he was smoking weed laced with cocaine unknowingly the day of the piss test.
This man was in the bathroom smoking while taking a piss test.
Tell the nigga, hey man, hold this joint for me so I can pee in this cup.
Hold on for a second. Hold on.
Oh, I laughed so hard. It got me when he I don't know why he thought it was a good idea to tell me that. He explained the coke situation by covering it up with the weed situation, which still is frowned upon at the job.
That ain't helping your situation, dog.
Yo, I need somebody to send us a story at forgetthatyo@gmail.com about you going to your homeboy's house who got the clean piss and coming up dirty on the piss test.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear one of them stories. Like, dog, you never smoke a drink. How is your piss dirty?
For real, dude. You're eating them poppy seeds and shit.
Well, I don't smoke, but you know what I'm saying? I put it on my fries and stuff.
I stick cocaine on my cornflakes.
Put it on my powdered donuts.
Is that the same thing?
My bad.
I didn't know you could get high like that, dude. You stupid right? ass.
Somebody told me that if I eat it, it won't show up.
I know in the military, when they messed around and took away the ability to use anything with hemp seed, nigga was getting caught up. Yeah, they was using that hemp seed lotion and like, like, I ain't smoked shit. Then they went back and showed the product, hemp seed oil lotion.
Oh, that's what that is. That's weed?
Y'all heard they passed a law like in 23 states that if you even smoke cigarettes, they won't allow you to work in hospitals.
Damn, man.
That's crazy.
Life is going to be struggle.
Yo, people going to be dying because doctors going to be getting fired.
Hell yeah.
Them E-shirts getting ready to have a come up.
Yeah, oh, I'm about to buy some stock in that shit.
I know, I'm about to do this quick, dog.
I went to the mall yesterday, and they had, I seen one of them little e-cig joints that was like $200. I was like, good God.
That motherfucker gonna stay there.
$200.
That mug better self-smoke itself.
For real, yo. It just vaporized into my mouth by itself, man.
Whole house be smelling like watermelon and bubblegum.
Hell yeah.
No, them things are worse than cigarettes, dog.
How? Houseway.
you see people overdosing on those e-cigs because they smoke too much? Because
really?
it's just the nicotine. Damn. So you overdose on those e-cigs because, you know, and then they think it's cool because they can smoke it anywhere now. So they pull out their pocket and puff it, you know, 800 times a day.
Yeah.
Instead of the 5 times that we're going to go out for break. And you just keep getting hit to that nicotine. Yeah. Just damn. Don't smoke.
Yo, yeah. Just about don't get that liquid on you either. That e-cig liquid. Man, this dude popped his e-cig in half. Outside, and I got that liquid on me.
Yeah,
man, I almost passed out. Man, it's the worst smell ever.
Damn, I wanted
to fight that dude. That is strong. Like, I had to take all that, man, I had to jump out my clothes, man.
What did it get on, like, your arm?
It got on my, like, on my shirt, like, right on my chest. So I was like coming in my nose.
Damn,
I was about to faint. I'm walking and stumbling. I'm like, what's wrong with this dude?
Dang. You follow me if you got it on your J's?
Oh, I don't wear J's at work.
Oh, okay. I see why.
Yeah, I'm about to start this show off with a Pretty Ricky voice message.
Uh-oh.
I think this might be an angry one. I ain't sure, though.
Uh-oh. I ain't had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I know I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back. Hey, you know what I'm doing? Dropping these bombs on a nigga. You know why? Because I didn't know a nigga need to be starting copyrighting my hashtags. I mean, is it that serious? How you gonna play me like that? Though, you know, it's a good name. I appreciate the shout out. At least you gave me a shout out. It's all good. I see everybody using it, so I need to be getting some residuals or something on this, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel that. I'm just saying, you just took it. But at least you was honest about it. But I'm still gonna drop these bombs on you. One more time. Dropping bombs. So I just wanna get that out since, you know, we cool though. I'm just saying, if you make it into a t-shirt though, I need you to hand deliver my shirt to me. I'm just saying. Because it should be on the t-shirt though. I'm just saying, it's kind of tight though. I'm just saying, but let me get on that though. I want you special deliver it in a box. You know what I'm saying? With a Krispy Kreme donut, nigga. This your girl, Pretty Ricky. A.K.A. Thick Chick in the Building. Food Hustle Gang, nickel.
Yo, why? She sent it from the email, foodhustlegang@gmail.com.
Hell no.
I just want to take the Gmail, like, we ain't got the domain name. Make any email I want.
Hell no.
Krispy Kreme donut. That's what get the shirt on.
No, she said she wants that shirt in a box
with the Krispy Kreme.
With the Krispy Kreme. I'm putting the Krispy Kreme donut. I'm gonna wrap the
your donut in the shirt.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap it in the shirt. I'm gonna wrap 12 of them in that. Right.
Then you gotta be, press it and then put it all in one small box.
She's gonna be licking the shit out of her shirt.
GlazeTees.com.
My question is, why she sound like she was in a thunderstorm?
She make bombs as thunder.
When she first started talking, I thought she said, I'm about to drop these balls on it. Wait a minute.
Wait 1 minute. Man, we didn't even get the people that's talking all that junk about the topic. They ain't even send their voicemails.
Man, yo, I wanted to cook so good on that fucking timeline. Like, you know what? I'm not gonna do it because I know it's gonna go bad for real. I'm gonna have to lunch money somebody. You know, say they're not gonna like that, but I'm gonna do it today for real.
Yo, we have to like I think over 100 comments.
It's still going. Dang.
No, they finally stopped.
Oh shit.
But the topic we talking about. Is this female put on Facebook. Let me see. Where is it at? All right. She said, I'm at dinner with this guy. The bill came. It was $77.87. I offered to pay half, and he let me. Hashtag dumped. So I was like, ooh, I got to see what the female saying in here.
Yeah.
So soon the first three comments. First one said, she did right. Everyone knows he wasn't supposed to let her pay. Second comment. That's why you my girl. Bigging up the first comment.
Mm-hmm.
Third comment. And that's when you suddenly have to do the restroom and say excuse me and dip. And hopefully you drove your car.
Dang.
So I came in that joint and I'm like, man, this world is so stupid. And I knew it was gonna get a reaction. So she came back and said, why you say that? And I said, nope, not about to get me attacked. Yeah. she put a safe move, but I'm always open to hear a man's perspective. And that's when I start rubbing my hands like
get this work.
Well, since you asked me for it. But I just it was like comments start rolling in, so I didn't even get in right away.
Yeah.
And but then it was like I was surprised because it was like at the end of it, it was more females on the side of the dude.
Yeah.
Then siding with the female. And I was just saying, like, man, like, in this world, it's users. It's users, abusers, and people. What you call the people who give? Users and...
Givers?
Givers, I guess.
Yeah. And givers, like, and takers.
Yeah, givers and takers. Man, you know how many dudes is out here saved in phones? It's free food. Like, yeah. Some dude's life is just... paying, and never get nothing in return. Like, so I was just saying, man, you don't know the background of this man. Maybe he was like so tired of being used that he just was like, yo, this is crazy. She want to help me out, so I'm gonna do this, and that could have been the only time he ever made her do it.
Yeah,
yeah, could have been a test.
Yeah, could have been a test. You know what I'm saying? Not even asking her. Not really going to make her pay. Just ask her, yo, you got half on this? If she say, yeah, bam. You know what I'm saying? I got me a good one. You don't gotta pay.
She
pay,
asked him.
She asked him, though.
Yeah.
What? Why did you?
Me.
Why did you ask?
To help and then get mad at me because I said, okay, you can help.
See, that's crazy.
She wanted to get that independent.
That was the dumbest shit ever.
And it's $77. What y'all was eating?
For real, son. That was the first problem in my book, son.
Hey, that was their first date?
For two people? Shit.
Oh, it don't say, but man, I've seen some nice delectable meals for about $40.
Hell, man. You know my philosophy, dog. You can go to Burger King.
This dude said Burger King.
We're going to Burger King. We're going to the dollar menu somewhere, son.
I don't know how you married.
Man. 16 years in 2 days, dog.
Dang. And the first date with Burger King?
Where are we going on first date?
It wasn't Burger King.
I think I
was Chris.
No, I'm saying my first date. think TGI Fridays.
Oh, okay.
16 years. That was before the 2 for 20s.
Yeah, that was way back in
the
day.
So you was around that $40 mark?
No, not really.
What, you didn't eat?
They ate appetizers.
Had the appetizer sampler.
Was it TGI Fridays? Where the fuck? It might have been Burger King, man, because it was right there on Post.
He said I could have been Burger King. But I'm gonna read a few of these comments. All right, the person who shared the photo, she said, if you are on a date with me, chivalry is not dead. In this scenario, she was right to feel a certain way about him allowing her to pay half. She shouldn't have dumped him. This could have been a learning lesson for him. I have made the offer multiple times and never was taken up on it. If your intentions are to be more than friends with me, then you should honor and respectfully decline and pay the bill.
Why?
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 Like, why is all these, I don't understand all these standards and, not standards, when, all these rules.
Where did this come from, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to blame a lot of shit on punk ass dudes that got women feeling this certain way. But this is not even that, dog. It's just inbred in women that a man is supposed to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And that's not the case, cuz. For real.
Cuz on the flip side, if we talking about standards and stuff, then I mean, if a dude would sit up there and like, man, this chick ain't giving me head, she dump.
Exactly.
Then what?
You know what I'm saying? Look, for like Anthony said, is a dude in a phone that's free food, right? Mm-hmm. It's some girls in the phone that suck dick for McDonald's, dog. That's your name when the phone rang.
Oh, you want to go nowhere else with that?
Hold on. I was thinking about it. Hold on. I lost my train of thought. She got me fucking peated. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You got it.
All right. I wanted to read this right here. She said, all right, here's another comment. Check it. You take me out on a date to my favorite restaurant, and I ordered my favorite dish, which is the drunken ribeye. Did she put in parentheses, $70.
Shit.
When the bill comes, I will offer to pay because I know I ordered on the high end. If the guy is courting me, which means he wants me to be more than a homegirl, he would respectfully decline, and then I would jump in and pay the tip. Or say dessert.
Why are you ordering the most expensive thing on the menu for the first date?
Yeah, $70.
If this don't work out, at least I got this drunken ribeye.
So okay, so that shit costs $70. So that means that anything I order is at a minimum of $30. But you know what I'm saying, just for what I'm eating. So that's $100 already.
Wait a minute, is she not drinking no water with a $70 steak?
You know what I'm saying? That's
the finest glass of wine.
So wine off the list. You know what I'm saying? They didn't brought her to wine list.
Just give me that bottle.
Are you fucking kidding me, son?
Oh my god.
There's no way, son. No way.
Now, I'm looking at you. I don't care how much I like you. I'm looking at you crazy. You order a $70 steak.
First of all, if you say you want to go to your favorite restaurant, I already know it's fucked up, so we not going there.
You know what I'm saying? You know everything on the menu.
You know what I'm saying? We not going there, so yo, you better pick some Red Lobster or some Olive Garden or something, man. That's not
happening.
Better
get them cheddar biscuits.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's not happening, man. It's not happening. I can't believe that shit.
Hey, we got a dude came over here. He said, check this. This girl drove 2 hours to see me. Gas money. Bought dinner. Sushi. Bought a bottle of wine and rented the movie. Yes, I beasted. Had me suit. Thank you, 2015. Now, it wasn't expected, but she did it. Come on, dog. 2015, males and females eating out here equally, people.
Hell yeah, man. That's crazy, man.
Somebody has some ether in here, but it's so many comments.
I'm still on that $77. Like, how well do you know this guy? We just gonna order something for $77.
Yeah, who do you think
you
are?
How do you know he can actually afford that?
And then another thing I was saying, I was like, yo, let's say he, you know what I'm saying, like he ain't broke, but something came up, like his car messed up or something. But he said he was going to take you out in this day, so he didn't want to cancel. So let's put that in there. And then when you say, like, he could pay the $77 bill, but it's going to hurt him a little bit.
Yeah.
But since he like you, he's going to do it because he know he'll be straight next week. Like that, when you said I could pay half, you know what I'm saying, that could have helped him out right there in that situation.
I don't care about that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what people's situations are. But you just mad.
That shit crazy.
What if the date before he took you somewhere and then fronted the bill of, you know, whatever it is, $100, $70, but this time his check ain't come in yet. You want to go out earlier. And then after that, you go back and slander the hell out of this dude to all your girls that you have to pay part of the bill, just like she did.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if he paid the full bill? And then you had put an Instagram post up talking about he was so thirsty. Look at all this food.
Exactly. That shit happened. Yo, what about you order a $70 steak, right? What am I getting out of this date?
Some Mushu, nigga.
Yo, I'm paying for this $70 steak. What are you giving me? Because I deserve some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all you have to give me, apparently, since you ain't paying on this fucking bill. I'm going to get some conversation. I get that for free.
Babe, you know, but you're getting a potential life partner.
Man, fuck that. Not if she don't want to pay no fucking bills. You know what I'm saying? No, man, it's not happening. I could get some cut up for less than $70. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to go through this whole little circus of looking you in your face and lying to you. Come on, man.
I mean, to be honest, dude better off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, he better off. Yeah.
Yo, the chick, her actual cousin came in this post. It was like, that's my cousin, and she did right. And then she ran away.
It's a family trait.
Oh, here it go. I found it. My boy Jade DeKay came in here. He was like, okay. So you don't agree with her dumping him, but you do agree with her feeling some type of way? ? You feel it could have been a learning experience for him? What about her? She wouldn't have dumped him or felt any type of way had she not offered in the first place. She should use that as a learning experience. Don't offer to go half on a meal with me. I will respectfully allow you to pay it with me. I support equal rights, and I will not allow all these bras to have been burned in vain. But no, seriously, the lines of chivalry have been blurred with women wanting to be viewed as not only equal, but also independent. So him being dumped is completely her fault. We have no idea what type of combo they had while eating. They may have led him to believe it was okay for him to accept her request. Yeah, she could have been in the dinner like, yeah, you know, got this good job. I'm making 6 figures.
You ain't always got to pay for stuff. I got you, boo-boo.
But so why you lie? Why you offer to pay for this shit but didn't want to do it?
That's my question.
That happens a lot. They figured they offer. You're supposed to say no, even though they don't want to pay for it. But
that's a test.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't hand me no test.
Yeah, I ain't got time for these games, cuz.
Fail every time.
For real. Oh, you want to? You know what? You might as well pay for all of it then.
If he fucked around and sat his dick out and was like, bitch, this is a test.
This bitch ain't gonna suck itself.
So that mug out with theme music. Ba-dang.
It's hard out here, dog. Now, I'm telling you from the jump, like, yo, I ain't got it. I'm just saying I ain't got it. I ain't paying for this.
Yo, hey, you better budget wisely, because I ain't got it.
Like, if I invite somebody somewhere, I'm paying. But if you call me, like, people will call you and expect you to pay.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, yo, straight up on this phone right now. I got enough money for me.
Yo, but that's how you got to be with everything now. Now, when it come with dealing with females, man, you have to be upfront about everything, because they just take it as a, I guess, as a society thing that everything is supposed to go their way.
The thing I see is that a lot of these chicks out here so quick to slander a dude and make him seem like he trash and whatnot, but they not looking in the mirror about the trash ass shit they doing.
Yeah, for real.
Like, you quick to slander this dude and whatnot. This dude out here working and whatnot, you went out there expecting a free meal. What'd that say about your box, you know?
Trash.
I mean, I've been out with a few millionaires and still pulled my wallet out and the bill came. I know people who would just sit there like, they got it.
Oh, exactly. You got it. No.
Because the first time you start talking about some expensive ass restaurant, and I know I'm looking at my bank account like, we might can do some Five Guys. I don't know about Ruth Chris today.
Man, I'm going to have to not pay my rent to eat at this motherfucker.
When I do that, you be like, oh, man, I got you. Then I'm like, all right, but I ain't going to go in and order the most expensive shit on the meal. I might go get some chicken nuggets or something.
Man, hey, man, let me get the salad.
Man, let me just get some water.
I've done that a couple times. Going out with clients, they invite you to lunch and stuff all the time. I let them know up front when I go out. Like, let me go grab my wallet. Let me go grab it. Because usually leaving it at my desk, let me go grab my wallet. Most of the time, they be like, nah, you good. If not, I go grab my wallet and I pay for my stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, it's like, me and my man, like, when we live around each other, man, we always go out to eat and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing lunch and shit. It's always back and forth. Either he paying for one time or I pay for one time. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a courteous thing to fucking do. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out there expecting, oh, nigga, you gonna pay for this shit. Come on, man. That's some foul shit, man.
Yeah, it's just like, just being like, if you take all the men and women out of it, just being a damn human being, period. Like, just for real. A good person. Like,
you know what I'm saying? For real, man.
How he a bad guy? Just what? Oh, man.
You expect a free meal? Well, I expect some free pussy then. Shit.
Yeah, not if you're paying for that meal.
When the robots getting completed?
Because I want one.
Man, you got the audacity to come out here with this dusty pussy and you making demands. Like, come on, man.
That's all you have to offer me. That's all you can give me, dog. That's it.
Because apparently if we get together, you already in the mindset of...
I'd have messed around and paid my half of the bill and left her ass sitting right there.
Yo, you don't sit like, oh, it's time to go to the bathroom. Look here, I'm going to leave $35. I'm going to the bathroom and I'm dipping, dog.
I'd have told the waiter on some foul shit, hey... She said she was paying her. We split this bill in two. and she in the bathroom right now, so you might want to watch out because she might be trying to dip.
Yo, I remember I was going out with this one female, and I was like, yo, I just started noticing, like, yo, she never, like, pulls a wallet out of pays for nothing. So we went to this one place where you got to pay at the desk and then sit down. So she was behind me. So we both had our food, walking up. I paid for mine, just dipped to the table. Yeah, she stood there for a second. Like, yeah, let's see how this goes.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, like, yo, motherfucker, go to a restaurant and leave her purse in the car. Nah, bruh.
Now, you ain't putting nothing on a tip or nothing. Like, God, dog.
You ain't even going to lie to me, attempt to pay for some shit, man. That's fucked up.
Hey, then she got the nerve to ask you to put a purse in the trunk so nothing gets stolen.
It obviously ain't no money in this motherfucker.
That's around the checker. You gonna grab your credit cards or something?
Oh, man.
I hate that shit, son.
Yo, y'all ever heard of this Molton Brown body wash?
Nah, you.
Man, I blame SBK for this, man. Because I was on Twitter, and how did it... Oh, somebody had tweeted something. He, like, tweet. You know how, like, when you write somebody, but then you put your comments on there, too?
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, man, where do you get this at? So I seen the picture, and I was like, let me go Amazon this. So I went to Amazon, and I started reading the reviews. I was like, like, all the females said, like, oh, this is the best, blah, blah, blah. So... I'm just going by the picture because, you know, a regular body wash, you know how big the bottle is.
Yeah.
So I just see the picture, like, okay, it's a regular size body wash. I'm gonna try it out. I was like, it is expensive though, but maybe it's fine. So I bought it. Get that joint in the mail, dog. This mug is like the size of a cologne bottle.
It's yo, bad. He ordered himself a hotel bottler.
He ordered the same size
for $47.
Oh god,
dog! Without this body wash, better have me in these streets like Goldie the Mac or something. Like I better be in the store. So I be like, ooh,
you smell. Like,
just handing me phone numbers like, dang. For like
4 or 5 hours away.
I'm like self cleansing for $47.
You know how you put that shit on and it fade away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit better last a whole day.
I need a week.
He in the gym and still smelling like he got out the shower.
Yeah, for real, dog.
I need a week per drop on my fingertip.
He gonna be rationing off his body wash for special times.
Yo, he'd hit the shower with an eyedropper. Yep, today's.
You just put it at the top of your head and let it do its magic.
Hell yeah!
Oh, it's crazy, man. Yeah, what was our black people segment called? Oh, that's racist.
Yeah.
Y'all heard about the jigaboo music?
Oh,
sounds bad.
Was that a news reporter who said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to try to find this clip. Yo, I'm tired of this excuse. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, you knew. You knew. There's
are
no
these,
way.
Are these people that like? Are we just supposed to believe that y'all this stupid or something?
For real, yo. That's exactly what it is.
Like all the time, not just accidentally, but all the time.
On everything. Oh, I didn't know.
Yo, these are fake-ass apologies, man. I'm so tired of them shits, dog.
Here we go right here.
Tribute to the Sound of Music. Afterwards, Julie Andrews joined her on stage, gave her a hug, and called it wonderful.
It was wonderful.
It's very impressive, though, isn't it?
It's hard to really hear her voice.
Lady Gaga.
With all the jigaboo music that she did, whatever you want to call it. Jigaboo.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
That's a black dude, too.
Yeah, he giggled at that shit.
Yo, you hear that kind of laugh he did?
This bitch fired.
I've been waiting for you to mess up.
Got her.
I gotta hear that laugh again. Oh, hell no. I think I broke my...
music that she do, whatever you want to call it. Jigaboo.
Yeah, she...
you fucking bitch.
He's like one of them old school Macs, too.
God damn.
That anchor position is mine.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Teddy, it's open. If you still want it.
That's crazy. Who else did something? That Juliana Rancic chick from E?
Oh, about the hair?
Yeah, Zendaya says she looked like she smelled like patchouli oil and weed.
Oh. Yeah.
Dog.
Yo, like, how do you say this stuff and think it's straight?
For real, son. Like, yo, you just gonna say that? like, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. You know,
but when Kylie Jenner did it, she said it was, she was expressing herself and...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's very bohemian. What the fuck?
And hers looked horrible.
Yo, it really did.
I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Now we just smell like weed, huh?
Patchouli oil and weed. Hey, did you hear Charlamagne?
Light skin Charlamagne or dark skin Charlamagne?
Light skin Charlamagne. Like,
oh. Well, he's now what he do? He already trying to turn light skin.
Yeah, he trying to defend it, trying to say he first of all he couldn't say patchouli oil to save his life. He like went everywhere around it.
He can't even keep his lips closed to save his life. They always
damn, 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 damn.
But he kept trying to defend it as if it's the that's what they do. They slander people, so it's okay.
Oh, dang.
That's what you do.
Yeah, you're the Charlamagne in the show.
No. I said he tried to defend it as that's what that show does.
Oh, that.
So it was cool for them to say about her, but not the other chick, because that's what they do.
Oh, that's what they do.
I mean, and I know that's what I do. I'm proud of it.
They make black people smell like weed. Okay.
Nah, I mean, that shit.
Because of the way their hair look.
Yo, on the Brilliant Idiots, man, they had a Indian dude on there. And yo, Charlamagne cannot say Muslim for shit. He say Muslim, right? And Schultz was like, hey man, why are you saying it like it's spelled with two O's and a Z? Muslim, dude said, no, it's Muslim. Yeah, Muslim, no.
Muslim.
So you keep saying it like that.
Heck no. You heard what Michelle Rodriguez said?
Uh-uh.
She said, stop trying to take white superheroes.
What?
Like, y'all need to quit trying to, hold up, let me see if I can pull it up.
Why do people keep getting upset about fictional characters?
Duh, that's an up trip. Because I was like, all right, all this uproar about fictional characters, but when they take history facts and change the color.
Yeah.
That's cool. Ain't nobody speaking up. Michelle Rodriguez has sparked controversy by slamming Hollywood for casting minority actors in superhero roles that were originally conceived as white characters. When a paparazzi asked the actress about a rumor that she'd considered to play the Green Lantern, Rodriguez gave a very blunt response. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, said the star of the Green Lantern rumor. Historically, the Green Lantern has been a white man. Rodriguez declared, I think it's so stupid because of this whole, like, minorities in Hollywood thing is so stupid. It's like, stop stealing all the white people's superheroes. Make up your own.
Aren't you Mexican? What? Wait a minute.
Wait a damn minute.
You're a minority. What the fuck are you
doing? Everybody try to go to the other side.
She's trying to get in the movie, too. God.
It's a fictional character, man. You can pretty much make it whatever you want, man.
Is she bad? Michael B. Jordan's playing Human Torch?
Yeah, I guess it gotta be, man. Yo, like, what the fuck?
I hate people, man. First off, Green Lantern ain't always been a white dude.
For real.
He ain't always been a white dude. He been a black dude primarily in most of the comics. So, for one. But then you turn around and you say some dumb shit like nothing. There was not a lick of uproar when they had two white dudes playing Moses and Ramses in Exodus. Yeah. Come on,
at all. Not even white and British. You know what I'm saying? They weren't even Americans, dog. And y'all have no problem with that shit.
Not a word was said.
He let Idris Elba was in Thor. There were no black Vikings. Who fucking cares, man? This shit ain't real. Stop this, dog. Annie. Oh, my God.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Like,
I fucking hate y'all, man.
And then, I hate the apologies. She put a 2-minute video up saying, well, they took it out of context, what I really meant to say. So, what you just said right there took 5 seconds, but you had to put a 2-minute video up of what you meant to say?
Yeah.
How, Sway? How?
Yo, instead of saying it, you might have could have thought about it for 5 seconds. And
I know
then,
I said stop stealing white characters, but let me give you a 2-minute video on what I really
what I really meant to say.
So that you know which white characters I was talking about.
Yes.
It's crazy, dog.
That's fucking stupid, man.
Oh, your boy Kid Rock got us some hot water.
Ah, shit.
Which he really shouldn't have, though.
Yeah, he shouldn't have.
You know what I'm saying?
Was,
like,
it was funny how they came at that man.
For real.
It was all because he said Beyonce.
That's
had
it.
Had he said anybody else, he'd have been all right. Had he said Ashanti, he'd have been good.
Who?
Hey, he said Beyonce, to me, doesn't have an effing purple rain, but she's the biggest thing on earth. How can you be... How can he be that big with at least without at least one Sweet Home Alabama or old time rock and roll. People are like, Beyonce is hot. Got a nice effing ass, he continued. I'm like, cool. I like skinny white chicks with big tits. Doesn't really effing do much for me. But why would he say that, though?
He's a racist. Yo, that's exactly where they went. Yo. Oh, he brought race into it. Yeah. Where did he do that? What the fuck is going on?
Yo, they went on his Instagram page, and there's at least over 500,000 bees.
Oh, man.
They were putting them bees up there. That beehive was swarming, boy.
Yo, the beehive is Kanye. Yo, like, he ride for Beyonce the way the beehive do.
I can't believe he didn't come out with a statement.
For real, yo.
Oh, man, this week in Hollywood.
But you talk, again, you talking about, listen to Kid Rock music, period. Look at the groupies that surround him. Are we surprised by this at all?
Like, yo, he said, yo, I like skinny white chicks. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the equivalent of Snoop Dogg saying, I like hoes.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking stupid, man. And he said, yo, she don't write her songs. Yes, she's a great singer, great performer, but she don't write her songs, dog. She don't have a Purple Rain. She's not going to be big as Prince is. You know what I'm saying? Because that dude plays 37 instruments.
I think she is big as Prince, man.
I don't think so, man. Really? Prince got a fucking catalog. Yeah.
Well, how I'm talking about Prince in popularity. It's big. I ain't talking about matching stature. But if you could just put out an album at 1 in the morning and have the most selling album of all time on internet.
iTunes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of up there, though.
I give her props. She up there as far. Because, I mean, it's because of shit like this. Anything she do, people going to ride for her, you know? She yeah. You notice half the time, Beyonce don't even say shit.
No. She don't have to.
She like me, dog. I wouldn't care. Y'all could talk about me. Y'all could have a whole TV show about me, and I wouldn't respond if I had that much money.
Beyonce don't say shit when Solange slapped up Jay-Z in the elevator. What'd she say?
Nothing. She was standing back looking.
She was sitting there looking at her cuticles. Mm-hmm.
They do this all the time.
Y'all thought this was bad. Y'all should have seen the one.
Y'all should have seen the family reunion.
Damn, she kicked the shit out of him.
Oh, talk about kicks. Come on, man. I'll never watch another Ronda Rousey fight in my life.
I didn't even see it. What happened?
Nah, 13 seconds.
Oh. Yeah. What is she? What is it? Armbar?
Yep.
Yeah, armbar.
Oh, yep.
Y'all know the armbar is coming. I'm tired of this.
I wouldn't even.
No one is coming and stopping that thing.
You gotta fight her with her arms tied behind your back.
Yo, she didn't sweat. She didn't have enough time to sweat, dog.
She got through fighting and went to the club.
The intro, her walking out was
longer than the fight.
I tweeted out before the fight. I said, if this fight is shorter than a 40-yard dash, I'm never watching the fight again. Right after I tweeted that the fight was over, I said, see, I'm done.
I did not pay to watch this, but I seen it anyway. You know what I'm saying? It was 14 seconds, man.
Yo, like, for real, there's nobody for her to fight. They keep hyping up these chicks as sorry, and no, there's nothing.
Especially after she made old chick from the Olympics collapse with that kidney shot.
Yeah.
It was over since after that. It was over.
She beat up three dudes in a movie theater in a dress. Like, come on, man.
You say y'all need to stop. You say just make her the supreme champion, dog. Just let it go, man.
Make her a coach.
Hey, she beat up her one of her ex-boyfriends in the breakup, and he's a fighter.
Damn.
Die.
Now, you think if they put her in a ring with a dude, it'd make more money than Pacquiao Mayweather?
No. It'll make more controversy. But
for real, y'all don't think that'll be up there?
I think she'd be in a lose-lose situation at that point. Or the dude would anyway.
Nobody wants to watch domestic abuse.
Man, I think everybody would. I know I'd be tuned in.
Oh, yeah, I would tune in, but they would have to put her in a ring with, like, a lightweight, or they can't put her in with no heavyweight type dude.
No, her weight. Her weight class.
Oh, her weight class? I think she'll probably take them, though.
I don't know, man.
I think she'll probably take them.
Hey. You get taken out by a chick giving you an arm bar, you might as well just go ahead and hang your career up.
Yeah, you might as well never come outside no more.
You know what I'm saying? And you do this for a living, dog? Nah, bro. You can cancel that.
Not anymore.
You ain't never. I mean, they already do wrestling, like females wrestle in high schools and stuff on the team, so.
And it's not even a say to take away from, you know, femininity or whatever that shit is, feminism and whatnot. It's just the fact that it's certain things that a man has an advantage over a woman in. Strength being one of them, you know, naturally anyway. And if you go in, if a dude go in the ring and they're both training and whatnot, and then he clean her up, then it's going to be like, oh, he had an advantage because he was a man and whatnot. If he get his ass whooped, then it's going to be, oh, he got his ass whooped by a tick.
Yeah, yeah. But what about the transgender dude?
Oh, that ain't Cyborg, is it?
Nah. It's I think he's like Filipino or some shit. But he was a man, now he's a woman, and he's an MMA fighter. So does that change it?
I mean, if he's taking all his pills to be more woman-like, I think they should fight.
Yeah, I mean, he had the surgery and did all the hormones and all that shit. But, like, it was still a controversy. Like, yo, he's stronger than them. Yeah, not really, if you look at it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the hormone pills and stuff they be taking, it kills all that muscle.
Yeah.
Throw him in there with the chick from Orange is the New Black, dude.
that big monster, dude. God damn.
I'm still a man.
Yo, did y'all see that Bob Sapp and Tyson shit?
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
No, what's that?
Bob Sapp, he does that K-1 in Japan and shit.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's like 30 years old, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh, shit. I just seen it.
Why the came out the woodwork? It's been a while.
It's been a minute. I was going to let him tell his story, though, but Ann has no love.
I'm going to let you finish, but
I already heard this. Yo, what about Rosa Rio? Should I hear that shit?
Only Rose I know is Parks.
Oh, my God. Rosa Rios was a bus monitor in New Jersey. And she was stealing the kids' lunch money.
Come on, man. What, she was strong-arming them?
Yeah, yo, they was 3 to 5 years old.
Oh.
It was 29 kids, dog. She was going through their backpacks, taking their lunch money and their lunches.
Wait, how long did this go on?
I don't know. But look, the bus got a video camera on it.
I got to see this video.
I was like, why? Shit. You're the bus monitor. You know what I'm saying? You know it's a camera on the bus. Why are you shaking down these babies?
Why she ain't care that the camera was on the bus?
you ain't even thinking about how these babies supposed to eat. You taking their lunch? God damn.
Yo, I put in Rosa Rio and it's just all porn videos.
I think Stone got his names mixed up.
No, it's Rosa Rio's, man. Fuck y'all.
Yo, what?
Rosa
Guantanamo Rio. Why did that?
No, that's
got to be fat. That sounds like a fat name.
Yeah, she is. That's a center. That's the Department of Trade. New Jersey stole lunch money from kids on school bus.
I found it.
See, I told you. Fuck y'all.
Yahoo is terrible.
Why do you still use, dude? We go through this every week. Stuck, they have no search engines.
When I change it, it's still stuck.
Nah, Bing and Yahoo got to be tied for the worst.
Rosa Rios. Oh, man, Florida?
Nah, New Jersey.
Rosa Rios.
Let me see if this showed a video. If this showed a video of her doing it, I'll send you the link. Man, it's YouTube ads. Get on my nerve.
Oh, you got peanut butter and jelly today? I hate peanut butter and jelly.
I don't eat no damn tuna fish.
I wonder if you got the key. Oh, she probably wasn't looking into lunch, huh? I wonder if she was like picking and choosing.
It says sometimes she would hold the bags for the kids to steal the money or would distract the children to steal from them.
Oh my God.
Was she doing like cats? She had the laser pointer.
I might bail her out just to
$50,000?
Yeah. How much is that's only like what?
5 G's.
I'm about to bail her out and have a group of females beat her up. Rhonda, I'm about to pay Rhonda Rousey to beat her up. Armbar.
No, they said they're not releasing the video.
Oh, come on. We need
come
that.
Come on.
I want to see her going through there. She's probably putting sandwiches in her pocket. Ooh, yeah.
I wonder whether dropping them off, sitting in the back of the bus.
My question sandwiches. Was, is it the fact that she jacked them and she got caught on camera, or did a 5-year-old snitch on her?
No, it says the investigation began after a bus driver reported she was missing $400. And then
bus driver.
Yeah, and then it said officers reviewed the security footage for the past month and found Rio stealing from the children. Mm.
Oh, they was like, yep, she did it. She's stealing money. Oh, look at all this she's doing. She's stealing lunches. Yeah, she took your money, too. Like, even if she didn't take the money,
she took it.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, she did that shit.
There she go. I ain't take her. I was taking them lunches, but I ain't take nobody's.
I ain't taking money.
Take you back to my boy situation.
Yep.
Now, I took all them kids' lunches and their money, but that $400?
That wasn't me.
Dang, that's crazy, man. This world nuts. First, we take the kids' walking cane.
The blind kids' cane.
The blind kids' cane. Now we take money.
Nah, then we searching them in school for poop.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping their pants in school, son. Oh, let's not forget they having sex with all the teenagers in school.
All of them. And they still snitching and they still doing.
Hell yeah.
Y'all heard about Pimp My Ride?
Hell yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that. What happened?
Oh, Pimp My Ride, some savages, man.
That shit was what funky. Shit.
Duh, they was talking about how Pimp My Ride, like I had the same question too. That's crazy. Like when it came on back in the day, I was watching it. I was like, yo, are they just pimping the ride or are they fixing this mug on the inside? Yo,
they never do no engine work.
Dog, they ain't doing nothing. They just leaving your car raggedy and pimping the outside. They and said, like, you know how it looked like it took, like, they had a car for a week or whatever?
Yeah.
He said, man, some of these cars they have, like, months. 3 and 4 months.
Dang.
Yeah, and they were talking about how, like, one dude's car, like, blew up in flames. Like, the stuff, like... after the show, they take some of their stuff back. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, they had people pay for some of that shit.
Yeah. Yo, they be doing crazy stuff. Taking the stuff back. Some cars, they just take everything back. Like, here, take your crap back.
Y'all, you guys, this paint job.
Then they said, when they come to the house, and they're like, oh, my God. They was like, nah, they put them in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then just come knock on the door. And then one dude, when they showed him...
That's not their house either?
Nah. And he said, one dude, they showed him his car pimped out, and, like, his reaction wasn't what they wanted.
Yo, so the big black dude took it to the side, like, hey, man, we worked a long time on this. We're going to need you a little more enthusiasm out of you.
He said, I do, like, 6 takes. You better do a cartwheel or something, boy.
For real, yo, that's crazy. Yo, I always thought, like, man, this shit don't make no sense, dog. Like, something's not right about this.
Like, it would be way too easy for you to just sell it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, I don't want TVs on the outside of my car. Come on, dog. Why do I have a blender in the back seat? Come on.
I was looking at some of that shit, like,
a fish tank.
That shit is whack.
This motherfucker shoots out bubbles, nigga. I don't care.
Some, like, a couple dudes said they got pulled over all the time by the cops.
Yeah. One dude was on, what the fuck? Like, one of them court shows. and he had got his car pimped, and somebody had a party at his house, and somebody went in the garage and stole all the shit out of it.
Savage.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I wonder, is it like that with them? What's the other show where they fix the houses?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Extreme Makeover and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. They do. This dude was like, yo, they after they fixed the house, we had to sell it because we couldn't afford the shit.
Dang.
Yo, I bet you them pimp. I'm like, how Extreme Makeovers? I bet you them show houses too.
Oh yeah.
I know they be taking people out of their real house. They probably give you some hush money or something.
Yeah.
Your story sounds good, but we about to take you out of this house real quick.
We're going to fix your shit up, but we ain't going to do all this extra shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to this house down the street. We're going to pimp that out real good. We're going to fix your house too, but it ain't going to be like this one.
Or are we going to give you some money to get your house fixed?
Yeah.
But we just redoing these show, dog. These show houses, dog.
Yo, that's just like, what's the name of that show? Love It or List It, right? It's a show where the couple, either they're going to renovate the house they're in now, or they're going to try to buy a new house. So they have a chick that renovates the house and a guy that's a realtor and shows them other houses, right? They have a list of shit that they want done in their house. I've watched this show a lot of times. The list never gets completed. It's always something comes up where we can't do everything that you want. Either they got a small budget, they want 10 things done at a house, but they're only giving them $70,000. Like, come on, dog, that shit's not gonna happen. You're renovating a whole fucking house. And it's just like, they always do one room. Either it'd be the kitchen or a bathroom or the basement. This shit is weird, dog. Like, it's always something comes up where they can't get it done. And I'm like, where are these people staying? That you gutting their whole house. They don't never show these niggas in the hotel. I know who's paying for all this? You know what I'm saying? Yo, this shit is crazy.
And we gonna give you a sample of what we gonna do, but it ain't no guarantees we gonna do the rest of this shit. So
I know them shows is a wash when your boy walked in the house and it was full of like all these, like they had Komodo dragons and snakes popping out of everywhere, and I'm like, really?
Come on, dog.
So it's just a house full of exotic animals. Just, oh, there's a monkey in the bathroom. Ah. Like, no, dog. Y'all taking this too far.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, them fat people shows. I love that shit, man. That shit is motivation, dog.
What, like the lose weight eat shows or?
No, the one I watch is My 600-Pound Life.
Oh.
Is where the motherfuckers is over six and they trying to get that gastric bypass. And yo, like, every now and again, dog, you get a good one. Because they had this one chick up there. Yo, this bitch was lazy, B. I mean, lazy as, oh my God, dog. She was complaining about everything. The doctor was like, yo, you got to get up and walk or you're going to get a blood clot and you're going to die. I'm not doing that. Not today. Yo, she finally got out of bed, walked three steps. Oh God, I'm gonna pass out.
Bitch,
yo, said the doctor was like, yo, you've been here a month. After the surgery, people leave after 2 days. You've been here a month. Yo, he sent her home at 674, right? So you gotta lose 30 pounds before we can do the surgery. She came back in 3 months and she was heavier, dog. And had an attitude. Yo, she got on the scale. The nurse was like, oh, you went up. I don't need detail. I just need to know if I can get down. You can't be fat and a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yo, and then after the surgery, she went home and she was supposed to go to physical therapy. They calling her. She's like, no, she's refusing it. And tell me, I know my body. I can do this myself, right? So when she go to the doctor's like, yo, how's physical therapy going? Oh, they never called. He said, okay. got on the phone. The dude was like, yo, man, we called her three times and she kept saying she didn't want it, right? So the doctor was like, yo, they said you refused physical therapy. Oh, that was them? You liar.
Oh, that was them?
You fat son of a bitch.
I thought somebody was just prank calling me there. Trying to get me to therapy.
I was like, yo, it's just, yo, and she got a 21-year-old son, right? And he has to take care of her. Mm. And by take care of her, man, I mean giving her baths and shit.
Nope.
You ain't supposed to do your mama like that, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Is he washing the private areas?
Yeah. Yo, like, he's doing all that shit, man. I'm like, yo. And, yo, he wanted her to eat better, right? But because it's his mom, she could force him to go get her food.
How?
So he's like, come on, man. Your mom could put a guilt trip on you. You know what I'm saying? So and he looked like, man, she didn't ruin his life already. So he really ain't got no willpower or anything. So he go get a 16, 17 cheeseburgers and bring them back up in the house.
Dang. And he probably eat them right with it, huh?
Hell yeah. He fat, too.
Oh. She can't have no insurance that big.
Yo, I don't know how they be paying for this shit, man. For real. Yo, this one dude, man, his wife was fat. She got the gastric bypass. He ain't like her no more.
What?
They met on one of them Chubby Chaser websites.
Oh, my God.
So when she start getting skinny, she start being unattractive to him.
Look at her getting all healthy.
See, look at you. When I met you, you were 700 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Now you're
600. Now you're 692.
God, I just don't like you anymore. Dude. I was like, yo, this shit is crazy.
Dang, that's nuts. Oh, this next story is really nuts. Indian guru coaxes 400 followers to cut off their testicles to grow closer to God.
Nope.
What?
No.
Indian spiritual guru and multimillionaire. The painful procedure was carried out at a hospital owned by Singh, who is worth $40 million. He also has around 50 million followers worldwide. He is dubbed the guru in bling.
Mm-mm.
The men were castrated around the year 2000, but the cases are only now coming to light.
You spent all this time without a dick, and you now just get mad?
Yo, he did that to take all they chicks. And since your man can no longer come to me. Man, it takes a lot of balls to pull something off like that.
Oh.
Just even bringing that up to that many people is ballsy.
It's ballsy.
Oh, here it goes. And several female followers have accused him of sexual assault. There it is. Dang, look at the hair on this dude's arms. Like he got a natural perm.
Yeah, that's a long way to go just to get some cut up, man. I'm going to convince everybody to cut their dick off so I can get all the pussy.
Yo, like, where do you find this many people, man?
Who believe that?
For real. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you can't talk me into no bullshit like that.
Nigga, cut my balls off.
Yo, what if I believe everything you saying? Up to that point, dog, I'm done. Yeah. Oh, man, he's the one, dog. He's going to lead us to the promised land. Oh, no, cut your balls crazy. Off. Yeah, oh, no, this nigga's nuts.
You're crazy.
Well, grab your coat. We out of here.
Sorry, we can't stay.
That motherfucker mad. The nerve of this motherfucker.
My nuts? I knew them longer than I knew him.
Duh, I don't get it. Like, okay. Like, you ever been on in, like, big seminars like that? Like, yeah. If they even tell me, like, walk out to the back to get you a soda, I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Why I got to go out back?
You want me to walk out there and get a free soda? Yeah, right. I'll just wait till I leave and go to the gas station.
Yo, see, you're not talking me into no dumb shit, man.
Yeah, like, you can't even talk me to just leave. It's time to go. Nope. I'm waiting 14 minutes after everybody else. And he making y'all cut balls off. Jeez.
I just want to know why they waited damn near 15 years to be upset.
For real.
Like, damn, that motherfucker did make me take my balls off 15 years ago.
I had my balls in 15 years.
And that's a yo, bad that's just bitch.
Like, yo, I can't do nothing with it, no.
Damn, that's just, a bad bitch, right? Oh, they reminiscing. Damn, I wish I had my balls. I'd fuck that shit up.
Yo, like that dude in, that was it, David Koresh in Waco?
Yeah.
They had the little compound and shit, right? He say he was the Messiah. Yo, how you Jesus and you wear glasses? You can't even see good.
why he ain't got 20/20 vision?
I'm not believing this shit.
Yeah, that would have kicked you out so quick.
Yo, he got too many fucking questions. Yeah.
Well, that's always the person with the questions is the bad guy.
You just blindly following. Yo, what's that dude, Jim Jones?
Yeah.
Moving people to, like, Honduras or some shit and had them drink that cyanide Kool-Aid? Oh, nah, man. Bruh. Yo, we all gotta die to get closer to God.
Wait, did he drink it too?
Yeah.
Dang.
You drink it first, dog.
Yeah, I'm saying, go ahead first.
Show me how to do it. Demonstration.
You know, people was giving it to their kids and shit. Yo,
wait
like,
a minute. I got to give him a small pass.
Because he did it too?
Yeah, I mean, if you already followed him and he do it, like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's got to be some validity to this.
No.
Like, the dude with the balls, if he would have stood on stage and had his procedure done while he preaching, like, yeah. Okay, I might have to go along with this.
I'm on the mountaintop.
Okay.
They said, take thy balls.
But what if your boy was like, drink this Kool-Aid? He was just handing out cups and pouring.
You know what I'm saying? But think about, okay, you say the dude on stage get his balls cut off, right?
Yeah.
Unless God hand come down, give him the thumbs up, I'm not doing it, dog.
But I'm saying, I can see where the people already following him could follow the Kool-Aid thing if they seen him drink it.
No,
dog. They already moved to damn a compound.
They already brainwashed. So
he
yeah,
he's already might as well. Smashing all they women. Like
that's
they went along with that right there alone.
Yeah, I'm saying like, you didn't gave him all your money and moved into the jungle. You might all drink this Kool Aid then.
Now, I would like to speak with you guys for a minute. Tommy, could you please come here? Linda. Yeah, Linda. Hey, Tommy. Linda will be sleeping in my bed tonight. Thank you. Okay, just pack your things. Come this way.
Yo, why is it always the cult leader has to sleep with everybody?
Yeah.
Like that ain't fishy to nobody.
Nobody.
Gotta purify him with my penis.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta exercise these demons out my system in this vagina. So,
yo, that one was crazy.
Go ahead and sacrifice your lovely wife of 25 years to me.
My man said he had to have sex with her to get the demons out. She was all for it.
Yeah.
You know. One question I do have to ask, though, is I would say black people are immune to this stuff, but
nope.
Then you go, then you see some of these big churches, like the church old boy went to. I am delivered. Yeah, I don't like men's. Then you see that church and they were sitting up there twerking, celebrating. Right, come on, man.
Oh, you heard about that man, right?
I seen him in the gym.
But there's another report saying that he admits he still likes men's. You see that one?
No.
I didn't see that.
I don't like men anymore.
Yeah, man.
I seen a picture of him in the gym talking, getting right for the ladies. Then I seen a report that say, I still like men's.
Yeah, I knew it was a scam by his jacket.
Now, that car selfie did
it. Don't know straight man with no jacket.
Now, you can't say you don't like men's no more and convince me that you still straight.
I don't like men's no more. No, I can't say that I believe you.
Man, you can't wear that big sunflower on your jacket and convince me of anything.
Somebody said he look like Bobby Hill from King of the Hill.
Oh, hell no. Like, he's like a potato.
Did y'all see the lady who sent millions to the dude in Africa? Said she was in love. Mm. Got scammed.
Why is that shit still working?
I don't know.
What did he say? He had a dope line, though. He used to call her his little egg and was she ready to fry or something.
Oh, my God. Heck
nah. She on TV. Man, this lady crazy. Hey, I can't even find a story, but it was funny.
Yo, y'all see that dude that got 55 years for felony murder and ain't killed nobody?
How do you know he didn't kill him?
Yo, he's 16 years old. Him and three of his homeboys was going to break into somebody's house. Well, the dude was home. He came down, let that chopper go, shot the dude, this dude in the leg, and killed one of the other dudes. So they all got charged with murder because it was in the commission of a crime and somebody died.
Wait, but wasn't he there to... He was one of the robbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got to take that.
That's crazy.
He shouldn't have been there.
Yep.
You're 55 years? God damn. For being dumb?
Being in the vicinity.
You know what I'm saying? Just for being in the house, dog. And ain't killed nobody.
It's better than him being dead.
I don't know about that.
Come on, man. You can at least get some butt love in jail.
I don't know. What? Why? Always with your butt love.
You can't get nothing if you're dead.
Hey, I'd rather be dead than get some butt love.
I'm trying to understand how that's a positive.
You get three hots in a cot. Or you can be 6 feet under. Make a choice, man.
And you get three hot to the cock and three hot cocks, nigga. No.
Dude. Come on, man. You get to watch the Mayweather Pacquiao fight.
Nope. Not with somebody's cocking your ass. You don't, nigga. No. It's not happening, B.
Might be a 2-for-1. You never know. You might get to watch it then and get to.
Hey, man. But... Can you at least point me towards the TV?
Nope. Oh, I can't even watch the TV. I was watching Prison Break. And they had a little young boy was getting his stuff toe up by the dude name was Avocado. He was this big dude too.
Avocado.
Damn it.
Every time he went to his cell, he was crying. That man told him, "I only need two things from you: your mouth and that ass."
Oh my God!
Dang. I was like, "Hey,
no hand jobs."
That man told him to shut up. He pulled the sheet, and they like, I was just looking at this shit. They were saying like the universal sign that some lovemaking was going down was the sheet over the prison cell. I was like, oh my God.
Hey, look, I found a story. I found the story, right? Look at this man's game, man. It was impeccable. She said she described the moment they met on the internet. An attractive person came on there and said, "Wow, you look like you wouldn't hurt a fly." I said, "Wow, this guy's really handsome. I can't believe he's talking to me."
She should go ahead and jump off a bridge at that point. Huh? That's what got her?
That got it, 1.4 million.
Mm-mm-mm.
1.4? Wow.
You look like you wouldn't hurt a fly. I'm about to text somebody that right now.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
What?
My man, he put up, I need to re-up my gas running low. Who got me? And somebody came on there and said, sit down somewhere. He said, I'm always sitting down. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh man.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
Yo, I'm at that senior citizens crypt gathering on your Facebook wall too.
Senior citizens?
Yeah. Yeah, you see at a senior citizens crypt gathering.
You stupid.
I couldn't find a good enough meme, so I just had to go with the one I put up there.
Yeah. Grip up, nigga.
Y'all want to hear how to get a girl to have sex with you?
Spend $77 on some steak.
Oh, be charming. This is done by showing her that you are genuinely interested in her and only her. Appear harmless. When a woman sees you are friendly and not attacking her.
What?
When a woman sees you are friendly and not attacking her, she will let her guard down, which would be easier for you to penetrate the fortress. Show chivalry isn't dead. Women like to be treated like this. They're special, so show the princess you can be a prince. Essence. By having it means mixing all of the tips together. This will turn you into an irresistible seduction machine. Yo, whoever wrote this, die.
God damn.
That's terrible.
This is clearly a rape guide.
Yeah. I know, right? You let your guard down. You can penetrate your fortress.
Right? Don't attack her at all, because if you attack her, she's gonna run.
She would not be interested in you any longer.
Yo, man, you ever got a rock bottom phone call?
Have I ever got rock bottomed? No, man.
Hey, rock bottom. When somebody hit rock bottom and they call you.
Oh man, yeah, man. It's worse. Yep.
Man, my dude called me. He's like, "Yeah, man. I'm in a hotel. I got a bottle of Hennessy, and I'm watching Family Feud." What? Why did you go straight for Steve Harvey? When you hit rock bottom, dog. What the fuck is going on?
Jesus, and you got to pay for that room.
Hell, yo, and didn't tell his wife he wasn't coming home.
Dang. Come on, man. You got to communicate.
For real, man.
I seen a rock bottom on Facebook the other day.
Did you?
Dude put he just had a picture of a bowl of fries and said, "I'm here by myself. I'm single."
Oh, yeah. That's rock bottom right there.
Put that bowl of fries online. You know it's over. So did you just give him some good advice?
Nope.
Dang, man. What you say? All right, man. But I got some things to do.
Yep.
Dang, man, that's savage right there.
Let me take your ass home.
Dang, no words of encouragement.
Mm-mm, I got some bad friends. They asshole, man. My dude called me from Vegas. Was like, "Yeah, man, we was at the strip club last night, and this chick had a fake Louis bag. Why was you looking at the bag at the strip club?"
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't talk to you. she had a flip phone. Again, why do you know all this? You know what I'm saying? You looking at the wrong shit.
Heck no.
And you petty. You know what I'm saying? She had a fake bag. I know a fake Louis bag when I see it. Nigga, why?
It's a Zelda. Weird.
Did y'all know the first human head transplant is only 2 years away?
That don't make no sense.
Yeah, man. They pretty much got it down.
How can you?
The head and the donor's body would have to be cooled sufficiently to allow more time for the cells to survive without any oxygen supply. The recipient's head would be connected to the donor's body. The two ends of the spinal cords are then fused together by flushing the area with polyurethane glycol. Studies have shown that this chemical can help promote regrowth of cells that make up the spinal cord. The muscles and blood supply would then be joined and the patient kept in a coma for the 3 to 4 weeks to prevent movements. Implanted electrodes would be used to stimulate the spinal cord in order to encourage the body to strengthen the new nerve connections. So, if you had to get a head transplant,
no.
Whose head would you join to your body?
All right, first of all, let's address that. If y'all could transplant somebody's head, y'all can get some people back walking again. If y'all regrowing spinal cords and shit.
AIDS and cancer.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, let's work on that. Transplanting heads, man.
I'm taking Paul Walker's head.
Paul Walker?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he get hoes. I'll just wear a suit, you know what I'm saying? Some like driving gloves to cover up the black and white mix up.
Nah, you're gonna grab that cream. Lightning cream. bathe in the Charlemagne.
All right, let's say you could grab any, let's say heads are now being preserved. If I could grab any head of all time, whose head would y'all grab?
I'm grabbing his head for what reason?
Because you need, like, let's say you got, your head about to explode, right? Like, you got some kind of disease, some brain cancer disease. And you need a new head.
But how they gonna transfer my thoughts into this new head?
You asking a lot of questions, but let's just... Whose head, if you had to pick a head, whose head would it be?
I don't want nobody's head, man.
God damn it, man. It lay in a casket. Anybody got a head? This is supposed to be for entertainment, and we can't even get entertainment.
But I don't want no, I don't want no head.
Lydell, you got a head?
Man, I don't know. That is, oh my god.
That's
a weird ass question. How do you think somebody be prepared for this?
Podcast of all times. Man, Katie, let's give me a head, man.
Katie.
Pops. It's funny. fuck, I don't. It's...
Oh, my God.
It's not no shit I sat there thinking about.
Aunt? I didn't either.
Aunt, which one?
I just pulled a story up. All right, a head of all times?
Yeah.
I'll take Martin Luther King's head so I can teach you niggas.
how to pick a head.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to redo the speeches and everything.
And that, how would that go over well with anybody? Oh, that's just MLK head.
At least
he cool.
I got
he
a head. Bad. I got to have his brain if I got the head.
Then that's not you.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's just your body then.
No.
He got your body.
Me.
You don't
no.
have his head.
No. Because your body and your head is one. It's a connection.
Not if they transplanted onto some other shit.
They got all that figured out.
So, all right, the question should be, whose body would you choose?
No, we're only taking the head.
Then that's not you.
Yes, it is, man. They're going to figure that out.
Who would you want to have your head? How about that?
No, whose head are you going to? It's still me.
I want Hulk Hogan.
Well, you know, brother. You got to take the voice, too. So you got to be out there brothering it up, goddamn.
Keep it, y'all, off my beach restaurant.
Dang, why don't they got the thoughts in here? They probably do, but this, man, this story long.
Go ahead and get you that head transplant.
Nobody's asking these questions down here either.
I didn't even bring that up. Hey, babe.
If you I gotta get this head.
I just want to know whose head you'd be comfortable seeing on my body.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Give me Huey P. Newton's head. Since nobody else got a head, guess we'll move on. I had something about a lady. That lady who burns her boyfriend's penis.
Another one?
Yeah.
It's a hard time for penises.
This time she threw some acid burning fluid on it.
Oh, hey,
I'm trying to catch the pun that Lionel just said. It's a hard time out here for penises.
Yeah, where they be finding these penis cutter women at?
Yeah, man, like that's a special kind of crazy.
Why do they hate it so much though?
Because it does them wrong, dog. Do you know that penis that been another girl? That penis is hers.
No, leave my penis alone.
That's the way to get you, though, man. That's the number one way to get you back, though. Let's keep you honest.
No.
Yeah. You'll take you'll take any other punishment. That one right there is you do not want.
Yeah, for real. Stay away from my penis.
So, please, ladies, instead of burning the Jordans and burning his clothes, take his penis.
Hey, man, don't listen to him. He gonna get y'all fucked up.
No, I just had a car started already. Have everything, you know what I'm saying, in place. Have something to block him when he try to chase you. He ain't gonna, never mind. He ain't gonna try to chase his penis.
Yeah, penis gone. Yeah, that's just straight up shock right there.
Hold and then hold the penis for ransom.
Penis payments. He want this penis back.
Guy throws surprise party to catch his cheating wife.
He does.
What? Man, he had the feeling. He saw many indicators that his wife had begun to cheat on him, so he decided to throw a surprise birthday party with her family and friends. Here's a text of the story told by the husband. So I had a feeling she was cheating. She set off a lot of red flags, constantly laughing and smiling while texting someone. And I was like, who was that? She said it was my mother. Mm-hmm. Needing to stay late every night after work, when I call her, a coworker says she left hours ago. When I asked her what was going on, she laughed. It's just something they did to each other in the office all the time. Continue to see signs of infidelity. The man decided to catch her in the act on her birthday, inviting her unknowingly family and friends along.
Dang.
After asking her what she wanted to do on her birthday this year, she was rather insistent on me going out of town with my friends. What? And she just had to work anyways. So, on my birthday, just go out of town with your friends. I got to work. So, you have a party. You take yourself out of town. I wanted to be reminded she was, and didn't want to be reminded that she was aging. That's what she told him. So, I know something is up. After finding a bottle of champagne and two glasses hidden in my closet, something to me snapped. So, I do what any sensible man would have done, the man said. I leave and go to my friend's house pretending like I was going out of town. While there, I call up her mother, father, sister, and several other friends to tell them how I want to give her a big surprise party by sneaking into her room with party streamers, kazoos, and a big cake with candles. I had everyone meet outside our apartment at 8:30 in the morning, the man explained. We all pile in the elevator, about eight of us in total. Her mother is holding the cake, and I'm reminding everybody to be quiet as they can be. I put my key in and unlock the door, and we all sneak in and make our way down the hall to the bedroom, each holding a kazoo, and her mom holding the cake, grinning from ear to ear. The plan went just as the man had hoped, with everyone getting a big surprise, not just the wife. While I was out, threw open the door, and we all yelled, surprise, but the big surprise was on us, and there was my wife butt naked with her love staring us wide in the eyes. Mom drops the cake, sister screams, father begins to shout. I pretend like I'm horrified, to which her friends try to push everyone out while yelling at her. Ex-wife is sobbing and screaming, how could I? While the lover is desperately trying to put his pants on or running out the place. That was one of the best birthday presents I have ever given.
Is it bad that the worst part of the story to me is this nigga could find some kazoos?
For real. For real.
Yo, that's crazy.
I'm trying to understand why, when people get caught up like that, why it's always the person who caught them fault.
why did you do this? Cheating, bitch. How could you?
Your mama walk in.
Penis at me, but how could you?
Your mama walk in with somebody's dick in your mouth, but it's my fault.
Yo, what if the dude was just a cool ass nigga, right? He back there stroking, and everybody walk in. What's up?
He stopped. Are y'all here for this too?
Oh shit! I know what's a party going on.
Oh my god! See, you can't invite me to nothing that crazy.
He couldn't have told him though.
I'm clowning.
Hey, we about to sneak up on Melissa. Catch her getting some cut up right quick. So
when dude jump up, I'm looking at her trying to grab a boob. Woo-hoo! Woo! Blow up my kazoo.
I'm sitting there standing
in the toilet. I'm smacking her booty.
Cake, eating this floor cake and shit. Goddamn, girl. I didn't know you was like that.
Rubbing, while she yelling, I'm taking the cake, rubbing it some cream on her nipple. Ugh.
You stupid.
Don't invite me, man. I'm trying to have too much fun.
I'll get you.
That's what we going with? That's the first thing to come to your mind.
First word.
Yo, I ain't leaving either. I'm sitting in the house and I'm watching this whole little shit unfold.
Oh, I'm just here just in case, you know what I'm saying? Something happens, I need to break up.
I just wonder if she gonna give up the box to me too.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm next.
Man, I ain't tell y'all, but I've been wanting to.
He has a mundane question. Are we taking numbers or?
What's the order?
What's the order?
Is this first come, first serve or?
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, everybody got each other's number and stuff. Who calling? Like, you know they broke up. So who calling like 2 days later? Like, hey.
You all right, girl?
I know y'all broke up, but that arch in your back was on fleek. Saying, can I come through? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I actually did that before, yo.
Did what?
But it was two females. They was we was all like hanging out with each other. It was like five females, and me and my boy used to go over there all the time. So, like, one female was messing with this other dude who would come around sometime, but she didn't tell. Two of the females is like best friends, but they was all like real good friends, and we was in the military, so we didn't know them as long as everybody else did. So one female was mad at the other female, like she was bad too. She was real mad at her because she was messing with the dude, but never told her. She's like, "Oh, we supposed to be, you know how it is. We supposed to be best friends. You never told me you was messing with them. Blah blah blah." So, oh, they fell out. So I called the other chick, like, yeah, you know, she was way out of line. She was way out of line worried about all that. I mean, why does it even matter? But I'm about to come over here.
Yeah. I did that shit before. Dude, I wasn't even checking for the chick, you know what I'm saying? But dude was like, he was ready to leave. He was like, yeah, man, she mad because I'm leaving this shit. And then we just kept talking. So I'm like, yeah, man, she a freak, dog. She just got that tongue ring and all that shit, right? I'm like, all right, man. I waited for that motherfucker to leave. I got to talking to him. Like, hey, yeah, I know you said he left and shit. You know what I'm saying? But,
what a savage lip smack.
If you ever feel like, you know what I'm saying, you want to help, need somebody to help take that pain away, you know what I'm saying? Now they are.
I'm so mad at that savage ass lip smack.
Yo. Yo, and the what's so funny about it was so stupid because everybody was on the other chick's side. Like, she didn't tell me. I'm like, but was y'all two messing around too? No.
Y'all said.
Y'all sound real stupid just because she didn't tell you. Yeah, I'm over here. And she bad, I'm over here. Y'all be over there and be bad.
For real, yo. I'm going to get this pussy.
Yo, did y'all know about all this stuff that happened with No Limit and Pimp C and them back in the day?
Nah.
I ain't know nothing about this until that. You heard the video, right? When Jay Prince was coming at
everybody.
Baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it? He called
who was somebody was fucking with Drake.
Who from Death Row? The big Suge. He called Suge Knight, Sugar Bear.
Oh, Suge out.
Diddy.
Oh, yeah, Diddy, because he smacked the shit out of Drake.
Yeah, then he got a baby and Wayne. No, baby, not Wayne. Because he owed him royalties from Drake.
Yeah.
But I started, like, going into it, like, going through the history and stuff, seeing how everybody was connected.
Yeah.
And I did not know Master P and them kidnapped Pimp C.
What?
Yeah, they kidnapped Pimp C. And they called They called Jay Prince to make sure it was cool to kill him.
Wow.
And Jay Prince told them they better not lay a hand on Pimp C, and they let him go.
What the fuck?
Like, I started going back to police reports. I was at work, not doing nothing. And I was like, yo. Like, you know, you start seeing, dang, it's interesting. Because I knew about all the East Coast stuff, but I never knew about the South and No Limit versus them and all this. And I'm like, yo, that is crazy.
Hell yeah.
Like, they was really doing some crazy stuff back then.
He's just out here just kidnapping niggas.
Just kidnap a grown man. Like,
how do you kidnap an underground legend?
Because you know how people be trying to defend sides. And so people was like, man, you talking about Pimp C? And then he got kidnapped by P. And they was like, yeah, Jay Prince is the one who got him free, blah, blah, blah. And then because people was like, who's Jay Prince? And it's like, who's Jay Prince? And yeah. Like, man, he run the South over there in Houston. And they start going through the history of like, yo, that's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Then they start going with Diddy. Some people's on Diddy's side, like, Diddy got money too. Diddy more powerful. It was just crazy. I was like, yo, none of them dudes. You heard ain't nobody came back at Jay Prince.
Yeah. They said, like, I didn't even know who Jay Prince was. When I seen that shit, I start checking on him. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
That it, man. Rap used to be serious. Now it's just dresses, soft. Anything.
Soft as shit, you.
But yeah, man, that's all I had, man. Oh, your boy, Kyle Orton. Hey, what was that, Stone?
Excuse me.
Not Kyle Orton, my bad. Danny Orton. Y'all heard about Danny Orton?
Uh-uh.
No.
He was a rookie. I used to work out with him at the boxing gym for the Orlando Magic. Mm-hmm. And he out the league now. He been out for like a year or two. And he went over there to the PBA, the Filipino Basketball League.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Pacquiao's team. No, he was he on Pacquiao's team?
Nuh-uh.
He was on they got weird names. Pure Foods.
Yeah.
This fool said they asked him about Pacquiao. He's like, yeah, Pacquiao, sorry. Like he ain't good. Man,
no. Pacquiao was playing. He said he could come play with him. He could come be on the team.
Wait, on Pacquiao's team?
No, Pacquiao could come play on the basketball team.
Oh.
Yeah, Pacquiao was saying that he's good enough to be on the team, and dude was like, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? You can't do this. Why everybody want to do some shit that they ain't good at or some shit like that?
Nah, they got his quote. He said, professional boxer? Yeah, okay. Professional basketball player? No, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And they kicked this man out of the country.
Dang. Fired him. Yo, kicked him off the team and kicked him out the country.
After this man just put up like 40 points and 19 rebounds.
Hey, you don't talk about Pacquiao, son. You know what I'm saying?
Pacquiao's an angel. You know what I'm saying?
We don't care how good you're doing over here. You out of here, buddy.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Yo, have y'all seen Pacquiao play, though? He's Kia. There's a basketball team, Kia Shine or something. He's a player coach.
Yeah.
So this fool just puts himself in the games, and I watched the highlights. Somebody put together all the highlights. Oh, man, you got to watch this dude play. It is so funny. Like, he be dribbling in the double teams, getting the ball stole. Like, he is terrible.
Yo, when I was watching the story, it was like, yo, Pacquiao's pretty good.
Man, you crazy. He had to write that. Yo,
they probably the video. They probably afraid of getting kicked out of the country too.
Yo, he does this. Yo, the way he dribble, like you know when a little kid dribbling and a ball be going too high.
Yeah,
that's how Pacquiao dribble, man. this dude averaged like 10 turnovers every 3 minutes.
Oh my god.
I know they'd be like, please sit your ass back. Damn it. Like, how you just check yourself in? Who, man, you know you got pulled when you a player coach, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your coach? Hey, you get out for that stupid play. I'm going.
I'm subbing myself in.
Just sub yourself in.
Oh my god, yo. fucking Pacquiao, man. Yo, but that's kind of like that shit with Rondo and the coach. What's his name? Carlisle or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told the nigga to call timeout. Yo, Rondo was paying that nigga no mind.
They suspended him one game.
Yo, set him down the rest of that game and then suspended him the next game, dog. I was
Look at me. I'm the coach now.
Yo, Rondo had so much potential, man. He don't even care no more.
I was like, yo, the dude was on the court talking to Rondo. He didn't even look that way, dog. So he had to call the timeout himself and then start cussing his ass out.
Dang, Rondo. Pacquiao's team is 3-5. Because they pulled off two lucky games. They should not be 3-5. They should be 1-7.
Fucking Pacquiao.
And what, yo, this dude bet that twist an ankle out there, non-balling ass.
Nigga, yo, you better sit your ass down. You fuck up this fight for me,
I'm going to be heated.
Boy, I saw that price range you said for the tickets. I said, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and watch that from the confines of my couch.
Yo, $5,000 for the parking lot, B? No.
Dog, the hotel rooms that we, like my boy, he's like, nah, man, the Excalibur's still cheap. I was like, dog, I'm telling you, everything, $25? Nah, not right now. I pulled up them prices, and it went from $25 a night to $525 a night.
Wow. Nigga, no.
I wonder if dude I work, I'm going to have to ask him when he get back, but dude I work with, when he was anticipating them booking the fight, he went ahead and he said he reserved like several rooms just in case. So I wonder if that price is going to hold up.
Yeah, it is. It's my boy, he still got his rooms too.
You dang, smart.
Dang, I didn't think of that.
Man, $5,000, my nigga.
I said for the tickets. Jeez, that's a down payment on a house.
And I got my Kevin Hart tickets because I knew he was gonna put out another show.
Which one?
For the new tour he doing?
Yeah, where at?
I'm doing the one here, the Amway.
Oh, okay. I said I'm trying to get the tickets for him down here.
I was like, man, there's no way he's gonna pass up on all this extra money. He's gonna add another show when he see this money.
Yeah, he's gonna add another show.
And he added them joints. I think all the Florida shows he added another show.
So I was like, yeah, he's supposed to be down here in April, I think. So
yeah, April. Then he come here. Yeah, he come there first, and then here, and then Miami.
$5,000.
And that's just what? That's not even prime seats.
They said that was a nosebleed.
And he said no hookups with celebrities. Y'all paying tonight.
They got it.
They gotta get Mayweather a speech writer. Or somebody just to talk for him. He don't even need to talk no more. Mayweather. Ask him a question and just be like, hey, refer all questions to my liaison. Because they asked him a question. I was watching the All-Star game, and they asked him which basketball player they thought would make a good boxer. And he looked confused. He was like, I think Jimmy Butler would make a good boxer. And he was like, why? Because he's an athlete.
what the fuck did you just say?
He's athletic. Somebody sit Floyd down.
don't ask me no follow-up questions.
Heck, duh. And that's all I got for today.
Word. $5,000.
Yeah, find me at eBird City on Twitter and Instagram. At Forget That Yo on Twitter and Instagram. Email ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. Stitcher. Download the Stitcher Radio app. Download iTunes podcast player. Or any, just search podcasts in your app store and search Forget That Yo. FOGETDATYO.
For Food Hustle Gang.
Oh, yeah. FoodHustleGang.com. Currently owned by Forget That Yo. We can part with this domain for a small fee.
$5,000.
Chicken still is tasty. Chicken show is good.
Oh, man. Catch me in the streets. Stone El Terrible. Doing the chicken dance for $5,000.
Well, you can catch me out there at the L Train 85.
I thought it was the L Train 85.
Duh.
That's
dang.
Y'all good?
Why you put the stress on duh?
You okay?
Duh, L Train.
Duh.
Lion.
I let y'all know how that Junior's cheesecake is with the marble swirl brownie.
That bitch look good too.
Oh, that what's it called? The red velvet joint look fire too. Mm. You had the red velvet one, didn't you, Stone?
Nah, the strawberry joint.
Oh.
Where you catch you?
I had that red velvet cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
That shit is good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at where I'm at, and I'm going to be where I be, because every day some shit pop up. That last trip I took to Kuwait, that shit came up the day before I left.
Damn.
They was like, what you got planned to do tomorrow? None. Yeah, you need to have your shit packed. You're going to wait tomorrow. I was like, all right. Well, all right.
Do you keep a travel suitcase by the door?
Yeah. Yep. Damn. My shit packed. Like, I got a suitcase, I got, shit I take on the road, and I just wash it when I get back, because they, I got back from Kuwait, what was it, Tuesday, and had my day off, because they always give us days off when we come back, because the time difference and trying to adjust to being back here, and as soon as I went back to work, they was like, hey, we might have to send you to D.C. on Friday. Like, damn. All right. And they're like, nah, we got somebody else to take it.
Katie keep his whole bag by the door.
did you say whole or hoe?
I'm going with that second one.
You need to know the one with the with the economy size of lube in it.
Nigga, fuck you. I felt that's what I was like. I didn't want to be like, yeah. Wait a minute. For clarification's sake, what the fuck you say to me?
Ooh, I just got a headache. Well, I guess that's it, folks.
We out this mug.
Peace.
Later.
$5,000.
Real Nick.
I think oftentimes when people hear me and see me, they think that I'm a fool. They think that somehow or another I've lost my mind, that I'm not down with the in crowd. They've said that nobody would love me and that I'm an outcast. But let me say this here now. We can be clear about anything. Please let me be clear about this. And I pray that it's received and understood. I don't want to be one of you. I don't want to be one of you weak men, weak
this
people.
For my brother,
I'd rather die. Death is welcome rather than to call myself you spineless black man.
Saha, I ain't your traditional. Rapper smoking medicinal, stayed in detention. Life is all about principles. Cynical ass niggas, sorry that I offended you. I bring something different. Why niggas sounding identical? Huh, I'd rather try.
drown in the swimming pool than to let you imbecile stop me from topping my pinnacle. Try me blocked by the genitals, trust me, it's not intentional. It's the difference between a gangster and a criminal. Cause real gangsters can't do Breakfast Club interviews. A lot of you niggas don't own a business suit. A slave for every pair of Michael Jordan tennis shoe. But anywho, got your bitch walking around like she winning pool with no bottoms on, just the top of her swimming suit. What you gon' say when them niggas gon' try to get at you? Them in what army, or you just talking in general? Cause in the end, we all gon' die like them Seminoles, nigga. These niggas weak. I'm fucking up. These niggas weak. These niggas weak. Huh. I'm fucking up. These niggas weak.
I look at the sorry state of black men in America today. The destruction of the family, the loss of integrity. When as a young boy, black shot down every day for years without stopping, when I look at what we are as black people, I'd rather be dead than to continue to live against such
y'all ain't trying to start a revolution. Y'all looking for a restitution. Niggas kill each other every day and ain't no evolution. My partner shot 100 niggas and it was never proven. We just labeled him a gangster and kept it moving. Let me give you the same outcome, separate shooting. A white man kill a black, we holler persecution. So instead of looting, it's time to find some better schooling. You can act like y'all don't understand when I'm elocuting. Did I stutter? I was never Ruben. Y'all ain't no Black Panthers. You wasn't there with Newton. You ain't Marcia Martin. Try to better humans. Instead of all these rappers, we need some better students. It's time to rebuild the neighborhoods that we helped to ruin. And the NAACP, y'all need some help recruiting. Fuck a resolution, let's get some retribution. I feel like Malcolm X when he left the movement. These niggas weak. I'm fucking up, these niggas weak. These niggas weak. Huh. I'm fucking up, these niggas weak. Y'all know what it is, yeah, I said it, nigga. All you niggas laying up with these bitches with no condoms and shit. Having mistake babies and shit, leaving these women to motherfucking raise your kids by their motherfucking self. Yeah, my nigga, I said it. You don't like what's going on in the motherfucking America, leave this motherfucker. When they said we were free, my nigga, that mean we were free to go back where the fuck we came from, my nigga. Yeah, it's a whole motherfucking continent that belong to us, nigga. It's called Africa, motherfucker. The fuck is y'all talking about? Y'all ain't trying to start no revolution. Motherfuckers spent 10 bands on a motherfucking section in the motherfucking club. 10 bands to build a whole mother motherfucking neighborhood in Nigeria, nigga.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fed out there while we starve.
Hey, man. How that 90s R&B session go in the house, though?
Hey, man, killed it.
Yeah, that shit was so dope.
Oh, they're playing videos?
Yeah.
Dang. How the hell you get Revolt TV, though?
Man, it's New York. For yo, me and my wife almost argued, nigga. Yo, I'm like, yo, I'm telling her, I'm easing it to her. Like, yo, it's a controversy about it. What color do you see? It's blue and black. I said, I see white and gold. Fuck's wrong with your eyes? Hold on, player.
Wait a minute. Y'all was looking at the same picture and y'all had different?
Yes.
What?
If you look at the video, it's the way it depends on the person and the way your eyes recept some color cone, whatever. It's on the video, but it just varies. You know, everybody don't see the exact same thing.
No, man, but how you gonna take a color or something and just say everybody see it different? Like, I thought it was like 6 or 7 pictures out there.
No, it's one picture. It's just the dress and the way the dress is made and the way the camera took the picture. You know what I mean? Whatever, the way the camera captured the picture.
Man, send me this picture.
Yeah, they got to make a scientific thing about it, though. Because you can't just tell me I'm going to look at some shit and see blue and black and I'm depressed all of a sudden. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? If this is working on people now... They could do anything now and just be like, nah, man, you tripping.
You depressed, son. Go ahead and join this cult.
Yep.
Cut your,
It's a test.
Cut your balls off.
Wait. It says something. If you see a certain color, you're depressed.
I have seen like little shit going around. Okay, everybody was talking about it. I was like, what is this shit about? And then I seen and it said like if you see blue and black, they were saying like it's white and gold. But if you receive it as blue and black, then you might be depressed.
What the fuck?
Because I just chalked it up as people trolling. Because I'm like, ain't no way you see. This dress is not white and gold right here I'm looking at.
Exactly. I mean, I did that too until you show it to somebody who don't know anything about it and they say black and blue. And you're like, hold on, I'm looking. And I mean, y'all looking at the same phone with the same picture.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to think one of y'all trolling.
God, I didn't know what the shit was about. I just thought it was some Facebook shit at first.
Me too.
Because PJ had posted that picture of Akon. He was like, is Akon black and gold or blue and black? And I was like, I was like, damn. Like the old, you know, 50 Shades of Akon just came into play. But now I started seeing that shit everywhere. I'm like, what is this shit about?
Yo, I seen it on Instagram. Somebody put it up. And I'm like, ah, it's a gold and white dress. But then I was watching the news and it was like, it's taking over the internet. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then they showed the chick in the dress and it's fucking black and blue. I'm like, man, I ain't fucking crazy.
Exactly. That's what was in the video too. I was looking like, man, the dress is black and blue. What's going on with life? And, I mean,
I've seen both colors now.
Yeah, me too.
So I think the people who've seen both colors is
go ahead.
Normal people.
What are they, normal people?
Yeah.
Yo, but I think both colors looking at the same picture, though.
I don't get that.
I don't either. I was like,
yeah.
I'm looking at the motherfucker when I'm arguing with my wife. I'm like, yo, that shit is white and gold. And I pulled the picture up again later on that day. I'm like,
I'm still mad over that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look at them blowing black now.
Hey, you know what'll mess you up? Is when, like, if you have it on your phone, right? Because me and my sister, we had it on the phone. They put in a little group text. And then you look at it, you're like, all right, I see white and gold. And then you start talking, and you scroll back up, and it's black and blue.
Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
That shit is crazy.
And then you look again, it's white and gold. I'm like, all right, phone off.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
this motherfucker.
Yo, I wonder if it was.